very fucking.
Oh my god, dude! I can't finish this. I cannot.
That's what she said.
Battle of my sex tape.
Your doctor wouldn't tell you you have cancer.
I think that's my favorite part about Brooklyn Nine-Nine is all the title of my sex tape jokes, because I don't know when it's gonna happen.
Oh, is that like a, instead of that's what she said?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like title, phrasing.
Yeah, title of your sex tape.
Their version like, of phrasing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good. We have to come up with our own phrasing. I tried to start.
Oh, I got one.
In high school.
Okay. 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 He said it. That's perfect.
Such a slut.
I am. He's turning tricks. Title of my sex tape.
Turning tricks on the esports.
No, that's too easy. You can't do that. You're such a slut. Title. No, come on. It's got to be something like you don't expect. Like when it was good, it was like, yeah, that's the wrong hole for that title of your sex tape. that was a good one. All
right.
But that's
how no,
that's
that
you're warming up. It's funny. It's funny as fuck. I thought I wasn't gonna like it at first, but I started watching it and I fucking love it. It's hilarious.
Are you watching on Hulu? Amazon?
Nope.
Not on Netflix? There's no way it's on Netflix.
No, it's not on Netflix. I've been watching it on an app called MovieBox.
Gonna have to get that out. Oh,
fuck. Isn't that
title of my sex tape, by the way?
keep trying, Ticker. Not there yet.
You need to stop. That's too soon.
Can you also tell that I'm doing air quotes while I do it?
Yeah, I can tell. And that's what makes it hurt even more.
Title of my sex tape. Was that good? Did I do it?
That was a good one.
That was a good one. See, that's how you do it.
That's the title of my sex tape as well.
That's how you do it. I could actually see that written in black marker on like a white sticker on the side of it.
Title of my sex tape.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
All right, I'm ready to start.
I thought we started. Why haven't we started already?
Pretty sure.
I've been recording for 30 minutes since before you got a call, Jeremy.
Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was recording for like three rounds of Rainbow Six.
Awesome. Dude, I can't believe we lost that round. And the dude, it was 3-3. One of their team left, disconnected. And we lost. Like our
for some reason in that game, it's like if you go up two, you always lose.
Dude, our team was just like
it's a very.
I didn't play the best as well, but I wasn't doing shitty calls.
Either. I love
like,
how
I wasn't doing shitty like thing.
I love how I tactical just... that game is because I've never really played a game that's as tactical as it is.
Yeah, that's why I like it a lot.
And, like, people actually die when you shoot them compared to, like, other games I've played.
Well, it's still not great. They haven't released that update yet.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get hit twice, you're dead.
Yeah.
And, like, games, like, you're taking a full clip.
You just it's very, very
a hard. Full load. Title of my sex tape.
Okay.
Okay.
It reminds me of Gears of War Execution, Gears of War 1 Execution, which is why I love it so much. Gears of War was more fast-paced, but it's still like, you're dead, you're out of the round, and I miss games like that. I hate just mass respawning.
Yeah.
Which is actually why I think BRs are so big, because people feel the same way.
Yeah.
People That's got tired like of fucking Rust. Not Rust. What was the map on Call of Duty? Was it Rust?
Wait, but like, I don't know. I feel like in BR is like, you're done with, you die in that game and then, 2 seconds later, you're already in the next one. Like, it's so fast.
Yeah, but you lost.
I mean, Yeah, but like you get into another one like immediately. Like they don't.
So it has the best of both worlds, because in a game like Siege, when you're out, you gotta wait for the next round, and nobody likes waiting. But in a PR, you die, you can just get back. You don't have to wait. You lost.
But you can still support play when you're waiting.
No, I agree with that. That's not the point I was making. I'm just saying like BRs remove the wait because everyone wants instant gratification, but it also really rewards you when you win because everyone else died and got out and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I really liked about H1. It was the end game screen was so like, fuck, that felt good. Like it makes a loud sound. The menu shows up one piece at a time. Like you have a time to like dance afterwards. PUBG, it's like a menu pops up. You just freeze and a menu fades in.
Like, yeah,
I think the new BR does something like that. Like
the 80s one? Radical Heights? Radical Heights does a really good job of the showmanship of.
I really want that game to succeed. Like, I want to see that game. I want to see that game polished.
Radical Heights?
Is that one we were watching that they were paying?
Yeah. I want to see that do well. Because I like that theme, and I know it's super rough right now, so it's kind of hard to like appreciate everything about it.
We just kind of made a full circle because Cliffy B does that game, and he did Gears of War 1. And so,
title of my mixtape, full circle.
Okay.
Okay.
We just did a full circle. that's all the time we have today. Right. Thank you for tuning in.
Can you do your outro? Co-host, Hitman? That's the best. It's the best one to do your outro.
Professional
speaking of games, I actually think if Armajet advertises, it's going to do really, really well.
Oh, no, I agree.
Admitted to not playing it.
Oh, gosh.
I've actually
played it before.
If you think that's about what rude. People I agree want... With Tinker. Can you guys just let me talk without
seriously, Jesus,
being super fucking annoying?
I'm gonna let you finish.
I'll just mute you. I'm the one fucking recording the podcast.
Good call.
Okay, so if you think about what people want out of a mobile game, right? They're not the same things, other than it being fun, they're not the same things you want out of a PC game.
Mm-hmm.
You want the games to be short, and that's probably the biggest problem. That's why like brawl modes are so popular in Vainglory. Like we think it's fucking boring, but that's where they're making their money, that's where they're getting their numbers, is fucking brawl modes, because it needs to be short. A lot of people are just playing like, I don't know, while they're waiting for a fucking light, like they're literally playing in their cars, and Armageddon's rounds are really short.
Yeah, literally.
All your red lights.
Literally.
You've never done that? I do that.
What the hell? No.
Okay.
Holy play crap, a game dude. During your red light?
I mean, I could see that happening like in LA. Like,
I used
you know,
to,
with all the traffic.
When I was really into Clash of Clans, I would play while I was driving a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but would you be like building stuff or would you be like raiding?
I would do like just a farming attack to like kill.
Outside resources or something.
Yeah, a vacant base.
And would you be tactical about it? Would you just hold your thumb on the and
I mean,
spend all your
those shirts? Attacks weren't tactical at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then okay. If you're just
but okay, so maybe that was a bad example. But I'm saying people do that. I'm not the only fucking person that does that.
Do-do?
Title of my sex tape.
People do that.
Okay, so but they do want it to be short. You're waiting at the doctor's office, for instance.
Okay,
you don't know exactly how long the wait's going to be, so you don't want to get into like a fucking 30-minute game potentially.
If like, it's only when you're going to do a podcast and you don't want to keep three people waiting for 30 minutes.
You're such a baby.
So that's one of the things people want. I think there is a market, like if we've learned anything, there is a market for like competitive gameplay. Like you want to play against other people and beat them. Like that's a very valuable thing in a mobile
game. That's
what
I live for.
Isn't that Clash Royale?
Yeah, but that's my point. Like beating somebody else is fun. It's
yeah,
something
it's like
that
Clash
like
Royale,
Candy Crush
like,
or whatever doesn't give you.
Armageddon is
oh,
like
for
Clash
sure.
Royale.
For sure.
It's
no,
it's,
but it's competitive. And it's quick.
It's competitive and it's
point.
Quick.
And,
exactly.
And it's
was,
not just one-on-one. It's four-on-four
exactly.
Free-for-all with eight people. Like, that's fun.
I don't have anything bad to say about it. I was joking earlier, mostly just because I don't have time to get into another game.
If you've never heard of it, which I'm assuming will be both our listeners, look it up on YouTube, because it's coming out soon, as far as I know, and it's going to be big, I think.
It does look crazy fun.
It's fun, it's also fun playing with people who are in Discord. Like, really fun. It's fun to talk to people while you play. If you're not somebody who only plays Vainglory and says, oh my god, when people talk about other games, you might actually do it.
Okay.
He wants to say okay so bad.
No worries.
He's going to get like okay Tourette's.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
going to
develop
a
Twitch.
Oh my god. Stop.
Can't say Twitch on YouTube.
Oh, rip.
Yeah, I'll probably be playing it, but I just don't have time right now.
All right.
You do have time, you fucking liar.
No, I'm doing this stupid fucking podcast.
I don't have time.
Oh, Jesus.
I put 40 minutes into this a week. Don't you know how busy I am?
No, I mean, I...
And that's like, that's 10... Right, it's, that's what I like about it. It's super quick, and then I can just stop. Like, all right, I'm done.
I don't think you guys really understand how much work goes into maintaining a Rust base.
Oh, I understand completely. As someone with no life as well, I understand.
I have no time on my hands.
But you'll get tired of Rust.
I always do, especially once I get raided. I'm like, well, all right, see you next month.
That's the thing that kills me is the raids and the resets. Like, I would be so down to like
city.
Invest in time. Yeah, exactly. If that was a capability, if that was a possibility.
There's servers like that, though, but... Shelby loves the PV, like the nonstop child being thrown at your base, like just respawn and run in naked kind of gameplay, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, he likes the run in naked.
There's servers that like he does, dude. I don't know if you guys don't know Rust. They randomize your character. You can't customize your character at all. So Shelby loves running around naked because he's got like a huge donger. He does, dude. He got a super lucky.
God.
You got a baby dick.
I do. It's like an innie.
You guys are really selling this. I can't wait to download it.
No, it's like it's fun, like building and shit. But
I was talking about a game you didn't play. You just made annoying sounds. So that's what I'm gonna do. Go ahead, talk about Rust.
It's really hurtful.
That's so boring.
Same.
It's the worst.
And yeah, you should show some more respect next time.
Damn.
Okay.
I want there. Okay, so I'm primarily a mobile gamer at this point in my life, even though I bought a really expensive gaming laptop and I have a Switch. I'm primarily a mobile gamer, so like I'm more into mobile games because that's what I have time to play.
I mean, Switch kind of crosses that line, right? That's
I agree.
But I can't. Okay, the battery life is shit when you're mobile.
Damn, that's what I've heard.
I can't always have it with me. You know, it's not. I can't throw it in my pocket.
You
know, I gotta walk around with it.
And you don't want to be a fucking nerd walking around with like a Switch case.
I basically need an attaché case.
Actually,
for my Switch. It's mobile in the sense that you could bring it on a plane. Like it'd be perfect for that. But it's not mobile like my phone is.
Exactly.
Speaking of mobile games,
it's basically an iPad. That's exactly what
anyone... it is. Oh, that makes sense. Did anyone ever play Command & Conquer Red Alert?
Of course.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
They're making it mobile.
I got in so much trouble because I woke up like 2 hours early for school, did all my stuff to get ready. And my dad yelled at me for waking up. He didn't realize I was already ready for school. He was mad that I was giving up sleep for computer games. And I was in there like building fucking mammoth tanks or whatever they were called.
Dude, that must have been nice, having parents that care about you.
Munka S.
Munka S.
Well, let's catch you guys next week. We're gonna hit up some therapy.
Yeah, and, this podcast is about to get dark. Tell me honestly, how you were feeling.
Dude, my parents didn't give a shit. Dude,
commiserating
Red Alert, and then I transferred into Diablo 2, and that Diablo 2 was the first game I ever played online.
Oh, the first game that I played online was Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh, dude, that was a good game.
That was.
But I wasn't allowed to have internet, and my best friend at the time knew it. And for my birthday, he got me Diablo 2. I was like, oh my god, this is so awesome. I'm going to play the shit out of this campaign. And then he just took my CD key and played it. He literally had his mom. He was like, his mom was like, what are you going to get Sean for his birthday? He's like, oh, get him this new game. And then it was because he wanted the game.
Wow.
Yep.
Dude, CD keys, holy shit.
Yeah.
I used to steal CD keys from Fry's.
We're going to have to edit that out. Fry's will never sponsor us now.
Fuck.
Which is terrible.
Allegedly.
I was in talks
allegedly.
With them.
I don't know what any of you guys are talking about right now. So,
because you're a fucking child.
What's a CD?
What's a cassette?
Don't you mean DVDs?
You're saying CD
you mean,
keys? Like
you what? Mean a digital download code?
So a CD key used to have for like Blizzard especially. You used to have not only
isn't
a
that a
disc,
floppy disk?
No. You used to have the physical disk, which was a CD, and then there was a like 12-digit number on
it was
the
just
CD
for the algorithm to confirm that you actually bought the game and you didn't
instead
like,
of stole
steal
the, game,
the
yeah.
your friend's CD.
So yeah. You just steal the CD key and then you win.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it was usually required for like original online games, and yep. Some games wouldn't even let you play at all without it. Yeah. But then there was some that would, like StarCraft would let you like install it on everybody's computer, and you could play each other. And those were the games you loved.
Yeah, because they actually cared about.
The first game I actually ever played online was Halo 2 on Xbox. But the thing is, before we had internet, we all like there was a bunch of kids on my street, so we used to bring TVs and our Xboxes over and like do 18-person LANs.
Some
and then we got
50 online. 50-foot crossover cables. Yeah,
dude, we thought we were so good, but then we got online and we were shit.
I was I played Halo 2 a lot. That's probably the game I was best at of every game I've ever played in my life was Halo 2.
Yeah, my best game was Halo 1. I was a fucking god at that game.
Yeah, because of the pistol, dude.
I got so Halo 1.
Everyone else had the pistol too.
My brother and me got Halo 1 when we were in high school, and we played it like crazy. And then he went to college because he got it when he was like a senior, and I was either a sophomore or a junior, something like that. And he went to college, and they were doing tournaments there, and people would glue stopwatches to their fucking controller because it was so big and time out like when the shield would come back up they'd start a timer on their controller. Like it blew my mind. I didn't even know people could be that good at this game, and it made me want to play. I used to go to visit my brother just to play Halo with them because in the house he lived in with like there was like six guys, they'd play Halo. Like it was something they did for like 3 hours every day.
Was this before they invented the ability to count in your head?
Yeah, I have stopwatch taped all over my iPad so I know when like
I mean
the
if you
respond.
Can count to 60 in your head while playing Halo I'd be impressed.
Really? That would impress you.
Yeah,
have I mean, got some
there's
shit
no timer on the screen.
You.
There's a timer literally on the screen.
Some of the game modes didn't have a timer on the screen, though.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's a newer video game thing.
No, I mean, it was in Halo 1. Like, there was literally a timer. Like, the match time. You look at that, like, okay, my shield's down. Look at the timer. Or, the, you know.
So whatever, the timer's not cool to you guys. But it was my first exposure to... Like, because you got to remember, like, competitive video games didn't exist.
For sure. And back then they used sundials, so that had to have been crazy.
Okay, but there was no game had a competitive league. You know what I mean?
Correct. There was no
Halo 1
and if people did do something competitive, it was just like you and your friends. Or
it was
like
local. It
you
was
and your friend had a friend and you two would play each other.
Not necessarily true, no. No.
Well, there was no, MLG hadn't become a thing. So it was not like, and there weren't in-game tournaments. There were clan battles or whatever, but
yeah. I participated in international fucking like tournaments.
Oh yeah, the 93-94 back-to-back Blockbuster champion. I forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
And got destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I was number 7 in the world for Halo 1. Like, I was a fucking beast at that game.
Out of 8.
Yeah. Like, where were you playing? How did you... Okay, I have so many questions. How did you find out about an international tournament?
It was all done online. Like, there was a website that all the teams registered on.
For the original Halo. On computer? For
Halo 1 for PC, yes.
Okay, that's you're talking about different things. I'm talking about fucking Xbox, dude.
Oh, no, yeah.
Xbox, yeah, I was thinking, Al Gore invented the internet, then he reached out to you.
It's like, what? Halo 1 didn't even have online play.
No,
Yeah, no, Halo for PC.
I forgot
Halo
God's... I mean, wow.
Yeah, you used to play a different game.
You can kill yourself.
I didn't. I wasn't calling you God's Eye. I was trying to say Jeremy did used to be a god, and then I was thinking about the conversation we had earlier together, and God's Eye was good.
Yeah, but so Halo 2 came out, and you could play online on the Xbox.
I gotta go wash my mouth.
And
thank you.
I lost that Halo 2 and the original Call of Duty, not the original one that was World War 2. Were the games that fucking ruined me in college because I played them so much.
I never played a Call of Duty until Modern Warfare, and that was only because there was nothing else to play on.
Dude, the original one was so good. It had such a good balance between pray and spray and like people that actually used rifles.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That's what they were trying to like go back to with World War II, right?
Well, that's when that came out. I mean, that's how
Left 4 Dead 2, bro.
That's how the war actually was.
Left 4 Dead 2 was hella fun.
People with machine guns would clear trenches, and people with rifles would pick off people.
Well, that's what I feel like. That's what Battalion is trying to do. Is trying to go back to like the roots of Call of Duty.
They're trying to, yeah. They wanted that, like, just that classic gameplay.
But like, it seems like a really fun game. I just
the
haven't
people
heard much
I played
about
with,
it since it
would,
came out.
We would all pitch in. Same. We paid for a server. We paid for a TeamSpeak server. Like.
Fucking
this was a long
speak,
time.
Dude.
This was a long time.
What was the other one? Ventrilo.
TeamSpeak. Holy.
Fucking Ventrilo.
Everybody had to pitch in because it was expensive. It was like $20 for the TeamSpeak server and then another 20 or 30 for the actual game server. Like the game didn't have servers. If you wanted to play the game online, you had to either join somebody else's server that they were making. The original Call of Duty on PC.
Yeah. Yeah. What were you talking about, Neon?
What? No, I was saying, do you guys remember Mumble? Or did you guys ever use Mumble?
There's different second. I think Vertigo made me use it or something. I don't
know. Oh, you know, another big one was Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, that was before Call of Duty.
The fetus of esports.
Yeah. That was fucking nuts.
Unreal Tournament is where KSI started too, which is really funny. I don't know if anyone remembers KSI. Not the YouTuber, the clan.
KISS?
No. KSI was like the biggest Halo 2 clan. It was like, I don't know, the one everyone wanted to be in. It was so fucking big. Some guy like quit his job to run it. He had a wife and two kids.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like tried to like monetize it, but there was no way to monetize it. So like one day we like got an email, like thousands of us all got an email, like, I have to duct tape my kids' feet because it's cold. Like, can you please send us money? I was like, holy shit, dude. Bad call.
Jesus.
Ouch.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I started Unreal Tournament, and then a bunch of the like people I played Gears of War with came from Unreal Tournament, too. I never actually played Unreal Tournament, but Gears of War was so sick, dude.
Those games were cool in college because we had, you know, everybody that lived in the dorms was on the same network. So you could play
LAN.
Yeah, you could play LAN games without needing to be, like, you were technically online, but you didn't need to be online because you were on the same network.
Dude, something I miss about that, though, was that it was before Xbox parties. So you had to talk in game. And, like, in between rounds, everyone was talking mad shit. I just, like, remember that was being, like, a part of gaming. Whereas now everyone's just in their own world. You never really talk to the enemy.
Mm.
So the original Halo didn't come out for computer until 2 years after the Xbox version.
That's way sooner than I thought. That's crazy.
2003.
I thought it didn't come out for a long 2001. Time. Halo 1 was 01?
Yeah, dude. I was right. I was a sophomore.
That was my
I was 3 years old.
I'm old. I get it. My 30s have been great, by the way. For those of you not wanting to get older, the last 5 years of my life have been the best years of my life.
But we only met like a year ago.
So okay, well, minus last year. It's been good.
It hurts.
Actually, in baby language, we've been together for what? 16 months Dude. Now?
Jeez. Oh, God. Yeah. Something like that. It was like January.
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
December, January.
Baby language, December. Dude.
I used to have so much fun playing games. I still do occasionally, but it used to be fun like every fucking time. Like every day was so much fun.
With Tinker, I thought for sure it was coming after. I used to have so much fun playing games.
No, we did have... There was like a 2 month period where me, you, and Master Chief... I still say that's the funnest gaming like I've ever done in my life. We were just grinding out. We were just grinding out fucking Vainglory.
Yeah, it was pretty structured. We had a good schedule.
I think it was fun too because we were all getting better. And like, if you can have fun while you're getting better at a game, it's so rewarding.
Agreed.
Like, I'm already as good as I'm going to get at Vainglory, so now it's not as fun. That's not true.
There are honestly a lot more players because I don't have the fucking numbers on hand. But I feel like there are a lot of people playing.
There's still room for improvement.
No, there's definitely room. The room's never been the problem. It's just my personal skill cap that's been the problem. I think mechanically, like, I'm not going to get much better. The only thing that's getting better right now is just game knowledge of 5v5 for me. But my mechanics have been on a plateau for a long time.
So I got to move to top lane. No need for mechanics there.
That is the natural transition for a roam, right? Now? Because top lane's like tanky.
Didn't work for Gabe.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Didn't work for Gabe. Because he hated that role, exactly. So he just wanted to go back to support.
People think
who's a better support, Max Green or Gabe?
I think we'll find out.
I think, yeah, I don't know. They're both.
I don't really want to use 3v3 as an indicator of how good you are at Vainglory anymore because it's not the same game. It is a very different game. So I think we still have yet to see who the best of the best really are.
Like, you could, yeah, maybe you could be better at 1v1ing someone, like, or, you know.
Who's like the best player on that team?
On Tribe?
Yeah.
Wait, what did he ask?
Who's the best, player on Tribe? Do you guys think?
I would say D'Anzio.
Yeah.
So is D'Anzio the best player in the world?
No.
No.
Not in the world.
I mean, besides me. Okay.
No, I think he's pretty high up there, though.
I agree.
Well, who's better than him? Because it was a resounding no that he's not.
Because I don't think there's a way to determine the best player.
I don't think we can say, like, oh, this person is the best player in the world, is why I said no.
It's a team game. That's exactly why I said no, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be the most mechanically skilled. It doesn't mean he's going to make the best decisions. And, you know, there's so much that goes into it. Not one person is going to be the best at everything, so not one person is going to be the best player.
Yeah, they might be the best at something, but they're not going to be the best.
What does he play? Mid lane, right?
Bot.
Who's the best bot laner?
Definitely not Louis, because he's not here right now.
I would say Zeal.
Okay, there you go.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, but not the best.
I'd agree with it. How far do you think, like, me and Jeremy and... I don't want to say Tinker, but we'll say Tinker are, like, if you put us our respective positions, how far away, like, are we top 20? Are we top 30? Are we top 50?
Oh my God. You're asking me?
Yeah. Because you play the pros.
I don't know. I didn't know, like, I didn't even know what Jeremy's main role is. And I don't know what Tinker's main role is.
I'm a main role support. Like,
Jeremy mains Phil.
Title of his next team.
Oh my God.
The title of your sex tape.
I mean, I don't know, dude. That's like a really tough question.
Yeah, that's why I asked it.
Dude, what?
This is journalism, man.
Tough questions are interesting. Because I don't know. I have no idea.
Have you seen me support?
If I was a top 50 support in NA, I'd be surprised.
Okay, what do you think?
No, but the thing is, like, I only know the pros that play support. So, like, what if there's a fucking question?
Oh my god. Okay, so obviously the pros are all better than me, so that's 8. But then, so.
Yeah, but then, like, there's other people that I don't fucking know, like.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking for a range. No, I don't want you to be like, you're number 27.
I mean, definitely like top 100, top 50, yeah. Because, I mean, I'd say top 100 for sure.
Okay. I'm a top 100 Rome. You heard it here, boys. Suck it. Is that world or NA?
No, that is not world. That's NA.
God damn it. Just say yes.
I can confidently say that I'm the best top laner in this Discord right now.
You're fucking retarded. You just said that because you know I fucking top you. Oh, <God. laughs> I fucking hate that lane. SMC did a terrible job in mirroring lanes. No,
it's
the lanes. Heroes.
It's not the mirror lanes. No, it's the there's no hero design.
No, it's
top
the
lane.
Fact that no. It's what the fact that top lane has to play against the bot laner.
That's how it should be. Okay. Because in League, it's fucking dandies playing top lane versus top lane.
This is a learning moment because most of the people that listen to this aren't nearly our skill level or game understanding. So explain to everybody why that's a bad matchup. And
wait, did you just assume that everybody that listens to this isn't a good player?
I've talked to both our listeners, and they're both
So you're just saying Tinker's not a good player?
I don't listen.
Obviously.
It's the implication. Title of my sex tape.
Okay, so Neon and I are going to disagree on this, but we can explain why.
Oh my
and
god.
Map-wise, the bot laner has what? Weapon buff?
No, listen. Bot laner has weapon buff and most... the thing is, like, the early invades, like, always kind of screw the top laners because if... I mean, I don't know, if the other team's smart, like, the bot laner and, like three other players or whatever are going to invade your top lane jungle. So it's your CP buff, your two bears, and your regen, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they take all that jungle, and then they take their bot side jungle.
Very first thing you're talking about.
Yeah, even before you go to wave, really.
Right.
So yeah.
Like 1 minute
by
into
the
game, you're talking
time
about.
Yeah. They're done with that, both the bot laner and the jungler are level 3. And the top laner did not get any jungle experience, and they're level 1.
Yeah.
So, and then the jungler basically just camps that lane the entire rest of the game. And they just keep rotating for your healer. They keep rotating for your...
he got tilted into oblivion, dude.
He got so mad.
Tilted into oblivion.
Oh my god, did my cord really crash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You were talking about how much you love top lane.
Where
did the jungle would stay there
literally for a second.
Yeah, the jungle would stay there and then keep taking your healer. And...
Okay. So yeah, the jungler camps your top lane, and then when your jungle's up, both the bottom laner and the jungler rotate for that, and the mid laner, they're mid laner sometimes. And so it's just a huge snowball fest top lane. And so like that's what's happening on the other side of the that's what's happening on your team as well. Like my jungler, my bottom laner are snowballing their top as well. So it's just basically snowballs like harder.
So that's definitely a problem.
It's really dumb.
It's because of the way they try to balance
top
the jungle.
Really bad because it's always like 1v3 in that lane. Because the roam will even rotate to that lane. And it's the support, the jungler, and the bottom laner. And one of them has the weapon buff. So, and you're like level 4 and they're like level 6. It's pretty tough.
Would changing the bear and
that's
CP
why nobody
buff
likes playing that lane.
Location?
Yeah.
You're always
have an effect
getting,
on that?
I don't think you can hear us.
You have nothing. Like, it's literally, it's really hard to play that lane.
Neon.
Go ahead.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Oh, okay. I thought you couldn't hear us.
I
agree with you.
He can't. Hold on a second.
Hello. Yeah.
Okay, my Wi-Fi is just stuck.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Okay. Oh, okay. I agree with you that it's very fucking dumb that they're level 3 and the weapon buff is having a slow. It's just, I just don't, I don't. understand who thought
like once they hit going to be a thing. You once and like your hero has over. No escape.
It's
you're
over.
Dead. The no, CP sure. buff doesn't give any other bonuses other than damage, right?
Damage,
is life steal,
and life steal. Yeah,
which makes sense to me. But a slow that literally reapplies itself on every auto, that's usually happening on a melee hero, is just they're fucking idiots. Anyway,
yeah, like cruel with that.
Yeah,
whoever even he's on is
a caster in with that, I'm fucking dead.
Yeah.
But I personally like the top lane being against multiple heroes because that in a real MOBA like Dota, not League, is what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be trying to fuck with their hard carry as best you can and not die. But it's impossible to do with this current iteration because the way the jungle's set up. And for some reason, Vainglory is instead of making, in my opinion, if they wanted to make the jungle a necessary role like League is, they should have just made an item that gives you more experience for jungle and not just made jungle camps more experience because then it just gets abused and given to the carries like it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have like an item where they can make like jungle camps really hard to kill and then need to buy the jungle item.
Jungle kill item, yeah.
Yeah, to clear the jungle.
Yeah, that would be good.
But yeah, it's bullshit right now that you're underleveled because there's no hero designed to scale like without levels.
Yeah, and in Vainglory, if you're 2 levels behind someone or 3 levels behind someone,
you're dead.
You can't kill them. It's no. you're fucked. Like that's how Vainglory works.
Exactly.
All right, I learned a lot from that, so I'm sure both our listeners will too. Seriously.
Though. No. The reason I like the top lane is because I like going 2v1 or 3v1 and making it work.
Title of my sector.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's why everyone likes bottom lane because you never lose that lane. You're fed. You're ahead of everyone.
But that's how it should be, but not the way it's being done. The reason it should be that way is because you should either have a support with you making sure you can farm, and the lane you're against is the top lane for the enemy, and they are just there to fuck with you.
This isn't what's happening in ranked though. This is only competitive because that's not what I see in our. Ranked games.
And ranked,
ranked is a totally different story.
Yeah, like, ranked, you close your eyes and someone's somewhere else.
You're never going to know what your enemy's going to do because those players are interesting. But competitive, it's like...
I'm top 100 and I suck it.
The bot laner, like, it's a hero that does, like, ranged a high burst damage and then the jungle is doing that too. So it's like jungle CP Idris and then... What is it, like Gwen or Dajo, and they just mow down turrets like in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the meta is right now. The jungler literally does not lead that lane the entire game.
But I don't see SCMC changing that because they want it to be short games for some reason.
And yeah, they do.
When 10 out of 9 turrets are dead in the first 5 minutes, they are celebrating that for some reason. I personally don't find it entertaining at all to watch one team go down to one lane and another team go down the other, and then let's see who gets the last tick of damage at the last second. I'd rather see some long drawn out team fights or some sick ganking, you know?
That Ghost Wing buff
I know
makes you do more damage to structures is basically you take Ghost Wing buff, you group your entire team in one lane and you just shove down that entire
lane. You go and take Black Claw that does more damage now too and is harder to kill, and then you just win the game.
I
think the objectives being like that forces team fights. So I like that the objectives do more now.
I agree that they're because there being multiple objectives on the map.
We all want big team fights. That's the funnest thing to watch.
Exactly. But what we don't want is a team fight, one team fight leading to the game being over. Personally.
No, but I mean,
it's coded it that
way. It leads to team fights, but the team that has the Ghostwind buff is always going to win that team fight unless there's a huge throw by them. But like, yeah, if you're smart and you just take Ghostwing, like, it's a really huge fucking lead that you're gonna get
on top of the gold.
Yeah,
because usually you'll push a turret and then rotate. You know, you push the turret like minute 4 when the shield goes down on the turrets. Then you have the gold lead there. If it's not a traded turret, then you go to Ghostwing and get more gold there. And then with that buff, you get another turret. So that's 900 gold per character that you could potentially just use to snowball the rest of the game.
Like, we literally just had a game where we took Ghost Wing and we pushed down the entire lane
and won. In a matter of 30 seconds.
Yeah. Like, we hadn't even taken the first turret. We just took Ghost Wing. We took the first turret. We took the second turret. We took the third turret. We took the armory. And we shattered the Vayne. It was a 10-minute match. I don't. That's not fun for me at all. And I don't think people want to watch that either. But SCMC wants fast games. So there you go.
Yep.
Well, it was funny. Like, two or three episodes ago, we were talking about how snowbally the game is.
Well, and Smash definitely made it snowballier.
Yeah,
they're making it more snowball.
This is their problem. They don't know who they want to be. They don't know if they want to be a real MOBA or a fucking casual game. Yeah. Like,
they used to back in the glory days. They were like, we are going to be the first true mobile MOBA.
Exactly,
we're going to compete with League and Dota. They were so fucking heartfelt and dead centered on what they wanted. And then they were like, oh, talents can make us money? We can turn a profit on this? The fuck?
I don't know what they're wanting to do, honestly. Because, like, the way competitive is right now, it's like the snowball fest.
Yeah.
And I feel like when they get feedback, they're just like, well, haters gonna hate.
Yeah.
We're gonna do our thing. You know, no one's always gonna be happy.
Yeah, it is a lot of, like, pointless platitudes that don't really mean anything.
Yep.
We're working on it. Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. That was really helpful.
Here's our roadmap. We're doing things.
Well, here's our roadmap with no roads.
Specifically, what are you doing about it? We're working on it. Do you have any details about that? We're in talks with people.
That'd be like if somebody gave you a map that only had cities and no roads. And was like, yeah, that's where you want to go. Over there. The other side. Don't say, but I didn't help you.
How do I get there?
No. We're not giving out info here. It's just a roadmap. With no
in
roads.
5 years. Somebody said that. I think it was Christian. In 5 years. Like, what? Oh, you're barely alive after 3. What do you think? What makes you think you're going to be around in 5 years? You're going to be, what was that 5-minute MOBA that tried to come out? Clash something that, like, 3-minute.
I don't know, though, because, like, AOV is also, like, AOV is even faster than VG, I think. Aren't, like, the competitive matches, like, 8 minutes long?
Yeah, they're pretty short.
Yeah.
And part of that is because you can shop anywhere, so...
Yeah.
You only port when you're really low.
But, I mean, maybe they're trying to, like, be, like, AOV. I don't know, dude.
Honestly. I'm gonna be honest with you. If they were throwing out the prize pools, I'd play a 2-minute moment. If fucking AOV is doing, like... I'll play for 45 minutes or I'll play for 10 if you're gonna pay me $50,000 for a league and then $500,000 for a tournament.
Yeah
But
so why aren't you playing AOV?
Because I still have hope. I'm an idiot, dude. Hope dies last.
You know what I was really salty about? Them taking away my dev tag.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
On a weekend, that means no one, that means someone had to VPN in and take my dev tag personally. So I decided, I was like, oh, maybe they're just getting rid of all the ex-employees' dev tags. No.
Nope.
Everyone else still has them.
Yep.
There's people that haven't worked for our company in over 2 years that still has their dev tag.
Yep.
So I know it was
you can't be honest, dude.
I know it was a personal thing that someone did, which is kind of messed up and petty in my
opinion. You disagreed with them.
Hey, I mean, what'd you do?
How dare you?
I heard that they took your dev tag away, but I'm
just being honest.
Is it
because of the podcast?
No, I don't think so. But if it was, then it's just as petty. Like, if we can't, like, talk about what we want to talk about, and instead of them taking this as, like, part of, you know, constructive criticism towards their game and, like, actually listening to us and just being defensive about it, like, and, you know, thinking we're just talking shit, then, like, they have a problem.
Yeah. I think we've been overly constructive, honestly. Like, I'm surprised how many good ideas to, like, fix things we've come up with, because most of the time I don't even spend too much time thinking about how to fix it. I just point out the problems and I'm like, it's your fucking job to fix it. But we've actually had a lot of constructive, helpful ideas that would be huge if they would actually implement them.
Haven't you seen the patch notes for 3.3?
No.
There's a whole conversing in Vayne section.
Yeah, there should be. But they can't promote it because we cuss and don't always say nice things.
They're casters, cuss. I love you, Reggie.
Humanist said a couple cuss words when he was casting.
I don't actually pick up on that usually because it doesn't offend me.
Yeah. I usually pick up on how little people are cussing. Like, wow, what's wrong same with you?
Yeah.
SCMC, we said no offense in one of our podcasts.
The very first one,
I think so.
I mean, I don't want to be filtered. I don't want to hold back.
Yeah. If we didn't want them to succeed, we wouldn't give a fuck.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, I love this game. I still play it every fucking day. I put hours into this shit.
Oh, speaking of still play this game, Tinker, you have news since last time.
True. Very true. Would you like to share that news with the class?
Yeah. Stand up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What has changed in Vainglory for you
since
last week?
Oh, I'm on Slimy Salamanders. Oh. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Congrats. Yeah, all those asshole teams that wouldn't pick me up, suck a dick. and they're doing really well. They're undefeated in VPL. They've only played 3 or 4 games. But right now they're, 3 games. They're undefeated. Feels fucking good. The team's great. Bunch of
so it can only go down from here now that you're on it.
No, pretty much. I'm just a sub, but I'm super excited and happy and honored.
Hey, man.
No, dude, that's legit. That's something. Legit.
Nobody hit me to be a sub. Rightly so, but I'm just saying. It's a big deal.
I mean, they're all godly players, so they don't really... they definitely don't need a sub. They're all pretty much available. They just... Iraqi reached out to me, wanted me to... Yeah, he just reached out to me, said I'd be a good fit in case something happened.
And, nice, dude.
I've been helping with scrims and stuff, too, so...
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity.
Very cool.
A good fit, title of my sex tape.
Oh, my God.
I'm happy for you, dude. Well, the other cool thing is now you get to see, like, all these competitive scrims and stuff, so it's gonna... you're gonna get to become a better player whether you want to or not.
Oh, I've already learned so much from... I've only been a part of... It's been 3 days of scrims since I joined and 1 day of VPL, and I've learned so much already. And I've actually had a chance to contribute a few times too, which is nice.
That's cool. So like if the jungler goes down, you're playing jungle?
I had to play top for one scrim, which is what I main, and then I played bot and actually did well in a game. I'll be playing whatever role is needed. We played a public match, a ranked game, and I had to jungle, and I thought somebody said Lorelei. Apparently no one said Lorelei, so I had to jungle Lorelei, and I actually did pretty well.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm just there to fill whatever's needed.
I just want to say, so I created Team Seaman like a couple weeks ago, and look at it.
Oh my God.
Hitman's a coach of Hammers, Tinker's a sub on Slimy Salamanders, Neon's on Vision, and Louis on Rogue. All that happened within like no time at all after creating Team Seaman. So
true.
Obviously I had a good eye for talent.
There you go. Just couldn't get those sponsorships, man.
We don't need sponsors.
I need those chairs.
We're just hanging out talking. We're just conversing.
In vain.
It's definitely in vain. That has been the biggest truism of this.
Do you think all of this started in a garage?
Wait, what?
There's going to be a picture of us, like Jeff Bezos at the shitty
exactly
desk.
Exactly.
Number one gaming podcast soon.
That would be dope.
It's coming. Just wait. 5 years. 5 years.
5 years from now.
Just you wait.
We just want right now. We want 5 days from now, please. Please give us 5 more days.
No, the thing is, like, if you have a chance to do something fun like this, you just got to do it. Because we're all going to be playing different games in fucking 5 years. And who knows, we might not even talk. So we had the chance to spend this time together. And now you got to do it. And that's one of the things I've learned from playing games. Like, some really big friendships I've developed. I don't really talk to those people anymore, but we were friends because we're actually friends, but what drove our friendship was spending time in the game. And then you drift apart once you stop playing that game.
It's sad, but
it's kind of the same thing like with jobs. You'll work a job and you'll become pretty good friends with somebody, and then you leave or they leave, and then you just drift apart.
Not me and Tinker.
Yeah, that's I think you're the only friend from work that I mean, I have Pockets, who I some people know from my
stream. I have Pockets too.
He and I met at work. But we he moved to Texas, has a wife and kid now, and we talk like once every 6 months or something.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean like if you had a chance to have lunch or something, you wouldn't. You'd probably jump at the chance. It's just you don't have that daily interaction that's driving the friendship anymore.
And it's nothing that him and I did. It's just how life is.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a podcast.
I can't wait till we start playing different games.
Well, what's going to happen is you guys all stop playing mobile games and then...
Wait, you don't enjoy hanging out with 12-year-olds?
It's just a necessity for my life. You guys know that. Not hanging out with 12-year-olds specifically.
Jesus.
More the mobile game part of it.
Dude, it's so dumb how that piece of paper just means, sorry I didn't waste 4 years of my life. Who goes to college?
Rip. Rip.
Sorry I didn't rack up enormous amounts of debt.
Yeah. So I don't have a bachelor's degree and I'm still paying off student loans. And I'm fucking 30. I'll be 33 next month. So imagine how long it's been since I was in college.
God damn.
I remember when I turned 25 and I was like, damn, I'm closer to 30 than high school. Now I'm 25, fucking 9. Basically closer to 40 than high school.
There's one that bugged me. It was like, we're closer to 2045 than we are to 1995.
Yikes.
That's fucking, if you're old, that's weird to
think about. Yikes. Dude, I still think of the 90s as the last century.
Well, they were last century.
I mean, last decade. You know what I mean? You fuck. Cut that out. Edit it.
Boop, never! Boop. Nope. You think I edit this thing?
Beep boop.
You gotta do the clap. Beep, boop. Title of my sex tape. All right, we could be done, guys. We actually talked for quite a while. Over an hour.
That was a good one, actually.
It was a really good one.
I think that was a good one.
Thank you, guys.
The title of my mixtape.
Being present.
I just felt like we touched on a lot of subjects and still had like enough vainglory to keep the audience around.
I think, legitimately, I think our audience is more interested in the other stuff we talk about.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think, like, the people we're getting from vainglory listening to it, generally speaking, at least the ones that give me feedback, don't care that the podcast isn't about vainglory.
That's good.
Like, they're more interested in the other shit we talk about.
Do you think it bothers them that when it is about vainglory?
No. Because, like,
it's gonna be about it.
Talking about like the top lane, bottom lane thing was really, I was interested in it. Like, I was like,
okay.
I don't really watch competitive games. I'll watch like Neons and Louis just because, like, I guess to support them in a way.
For sure.
But I don't watch enough of it to know what the meta is in competitive, you know what I mean? So
yep.
That kind of stuff's super interesting. And a lot of people don't play enough 5v5 to know even basic things. You know? They're still trying to do
that's very apparent.